To all my brothers and sisters of Christ Jesus, I bring you greetings from World Faith Vision Church in Hesperia, California. I am inspired by the Word of God to bring you a message from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you bear with me, I won't be very long, and I will do the best that I can in the abilities that God has given me to edify the Word of God in your hearts today. I'll begin just simply by saying that the Christian church is under increasing attack from the world, both here in America and abroad. I was reading in my newspaper the other day, in Egypt, churches are being destroyed and Christians are being killed all over the world. Islamic jihadists are murdering entire families that claim the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. These are terrible reports, but we have here in America, we face a different attack. And this attack is coming from within the church. Among many issues that we have as Christians need to work on is disunity. This is one of our most prevalent problems. This is not surprising because our propensity for division is natural to our sinful natures. And this is why God inspired the Apostle Paul to tell us to live in a manner worthy of the calling which we have received. I'm going to ask you to open up your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, the great book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and we're going to study through verses 1 through 16. The Bible says that, therefore, I, prisoner of the Lord, implore you, walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, the Lord asked us to walk worthy of the calling that we have received. And there are many examples of walking worthy of your calling in the world today. A policeman, when he works, he's supposed to be an example of the law. He lives worthy of his profession. He doesn't steal and he doesn't cheat. He defends and upholds the law. A doctor also is supposed to live worthy of his profession. He heals the sick. He cares for those who are ill and seeks to make them well. A farmer tills the soil and produces food for thousands. He is called to his task and is gifted to accomplish it. As a Christian, there are marks that of what it means to live a life worthy of the calling. In this section there and throughout, there's given many examples. In verse 1, it said, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, entreat you to walk in the manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. And verse 2 says, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing forbearance, endure with, to one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit of the bond of peace. Now, in these scriptures, we have examples of several fruit of the Spirit that are listed here. There's humility, gentleness, patience, love, and peace. All for a purpose: unity, togetherness, oneness in the body of Christ. Therefore, in order for unity to occur in the body of Christ, we Christians need to exhibit these traits. All right, so God wants to live in a manner worthy of being, that we are being called Christian. But why? Why does God want you to be humble? Why does God want you to be gentle, patient, bearing with one another, loving, united, and peaceful? First of all, it's because God has called you into unity. In verses 4 and 5, there is one body and one spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The reason that it says this, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, is because it is into one church that you are all baptized. That is, it is into one faith. The Christian faith, Baptists and Pentecostals alike, male and female, young and old, immature and mature, black and white and brown, one faith as a whole and one faith in the particulars, one faith in the decisions that a church must make for the purpose of glorifying God, being united in love and expanding the kingdom of God. Take for an example, a military unit. It has one leader. It works as a unit. It moves in one direction. It receives its orders and obeys them. All those in it work well together because they have been trained to do so. Sometimes individual members of the group don't like what they are being called to do, but they do it anyway for the greater good. Therefore, they are able to accomplish a great deal because they act as one. Didn't Jesus say, "And the glory with which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one." That scripture is John 17:22. God wants you to be united because in verse 6, it says, "There is one God and one Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all," the cross. You have been bought and you were united in Christ. The same God indwells in each of you, the same Holy Spirit. If differences of opinion arise, it is not because God is telling us different things. It's because we are not listening. It's because we are stuck listening to ourselves and not to God. Now, in the time to listen more intently to his will, to submit to his will, just as Jesus said, "Not my will be done, Father, but your will be done." God wants you to walk and be united in one mind, of one body, of one spirit, of one faith, and of one Lord. But God simply doesn't require unity without providing the means to achieve it. That is why he gave gifts. In verse 11, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some as pastors and teachers. An apostle is a delegate, a messenger, one who is sent forth with orders from God. A prophet is someone who is moved by the Spirit of God and who solemnly declares to men that he has received God's inspiration. An evangelist is a bringer of good things and good tidings. It is a name given to the New Testament heralds of salvation through Christ who are not apostles. They lead people to Christ. Pastor. Oh, now, pastor. Pastor is a herdsman, a shepherd. He is someone who cares for his flock. The task of a shepherd is to watch for enemies trying to attack the sheep, to defend the sheep from the attackers, and to heal the wounded and the sick sheep, to find and save lost or trapped sheep, to love them and guide them. In the Marine Corps, a shepherd was a pilot who guided another pilot whose plane was partially disabled back to the base, or a carrier or flying alongside him to maintain visual contact. So to the pastor comes alongside to guide, protect, help, and to teach the sheep so that they might grow in grace of God and come into the unity of faith. A teacher in the New Testament is a person who teaches concerning the things of God and the duties of men. They teach doctrine and correct people in error. They are those who in the Christian assemblies undertake the work of teaching, whose special assistance to the Holy Spirit. Now, as we begin to wrap up what we're doing, you must seek for yourself the gift that God has placed within you. For if you cannot carry a note, you should not think that your gift is to be in the choir. If you are not a people person, then don't look to serve on the usher board. You must find what God has called you into. And the way that you do this is very simple, is by spending time with God, spending time with Jesus, spending time with the Holy Ghost, asking them and imploring them, "God, what would you have me to do?" And don't try to come in and take over and be somebody and something that God has not called you into. For God, whom he calls, also prepares. So when you get to this place, you will be in a place of worship, in a place of solidarity, in a place of unity. The church will run splendidly. There will be no cracks. There will be no squeaky wheels. You won't need WD-40 because the Holy Spirit will keep your axles lubricated and turning. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we must unite together with a force that is so strong that no devil in hell can close any door that God has opened for us. I tell you today, as I tell you tomorrow, and I will tell you forevermore, Jesus Christ is Lord. All power and authority over heaven and earth has been given unto him. And it is through his mercy and his grace that we can attain salvation. I love you today. This is a message that was given unto me through the unction of the Holy Spirit. And because of time and because of order and decency, we're going to wrap it up right now. What we're going to do is thank this man of God for the gospel, for the glory of Jesus, station KRAJ and 100.9 FM, for allowing us to come and bring this message to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Be blessed. Keep the Lord first. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will guide your path.